For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So I was scrolling through my Instagram yesterday and a video came up and I had a visceral reaction to it. My whole body reacted to what I was seeing and hearing on the screen.
Was it an anti-vaping video?
No.
Disagreed so heavily?
Just so you know, I don't vape. Okay. And I never have, never will.
Ooh, I mean, what a double down. could have just said you don't vape at the moment, but sure.
At the moment, I don't. I have never bought one. Have I?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, well, that's right.
All right. Exactly. So what if it wasn't that, what got you going?
Well, it was a couple on screen. And basically what I'm seeing is a lady from the couple go up to the gentleman and start talking to them about going for an afternoon walk.
Okay.
Now, the reason this gave me a visceral reaction is the way she asked him. Take a listen to this mess.
You know, you trying to go for a walk?
Yeah, sunset walk and talk.
Yeah, I need to go for a sunset walk and talk.
Okay.
Because I want to go back because I'm getting so restless.
You know? A little restless.
You know when I get a little restless?
Oh, I know. Coding? I know.
Okay, let's go for a walk.
Let's go for a walk.
Sorry. I'm sorry to do that to everyone here. But yes, they were baby talking. And yes, I almost threw up.
I don't think he was. I think so from the video, she's in his grill,
yeah,
for lack of a better term. And it's very,
I need to go for my, go for my walk because I'm a bit stressed, a bit overwhelmed.
Yeah. Giving him the baby talk, giving him the eyes. He's sort of looking mortified, but he's going along with it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's probably love of his life. How do you feel about baby talk?
Forget about me. I want to know from you. You're the one in the relationship. How do you feel about baby talk?
My wife and I have never done it. I don't know. Like, the only time, sometimes she'll do a, like, I don't call it a baby talk. I call it a pathetic voice. And it'll be like, she could easily go and get her water bottle.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she'll be like, can you go get my water bottle, please?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah. You've actually called me out for a pathetic voice in here as well.
I've seen you need people and it's so disgusting. Please help. Please come here. Please. Please. Oh, please. I'm just this once. And that's close to baby talk, but it's pathetic. I guess that's more pathetic talk.
Look, I think part of this is that when I have listened to this and seen this video, like obviously, like I said, visceral reaction, I feel upset. Baby talk makes me feel sick. But I was once in a really long-term relationship, a really long time ago now, and I'm not going to lie, there was baby talk.
Dave.
I know.
That's so off-brand for you.
I know, and I feel so removed from that person.
You're a new person now.
And I just,
like, what are we talking?
I could.
Like, how would you use it? Like, would it, like, because that, so that example of that couple on Instagram, it's like she's overwhelmed, so she wants to go for like a mental health walk. But she's like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. So like, give me an example. Like, treat me like I'm your partner and talk to me in your baby talk.
Look, I think the only example I can think of is as I'm talking about my two stuffed pigs, which this is all so embarrassing, dude.
You do sleep with two stuffed pigs, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and their names are Frankfurt and Chubby. I'm going to quit.
I might too. That was... Frankfurt.
Frankfurts and Chubbies.
What is my body doing when I hear that?
Just, you're amazed.
Gasping for air.
You're blushing. You can't believe how gorgeous that was.
I didn't have much left for you, but I'm losing what I've got.
No, all good, man.
Well, we could talk about baby talk.
We could
call, if you love baby talk, if you baby talk with your partner, 5223 2955.
Surely we're not going to get a love for baby talk, but if you could admit
it's
a safe place. I've just done it.
Safe. We would love to hear how you baby talk to your partner. No, like in what instances are you using your baby talk? Because I think as long as it stops at the bedroom door, if it's what you want to do, go for it.
Look, give us a call now, 5223 2955. Will you admit that you baby talk?
Lee in Thompson's giving us a call. Lee, are you all about the baby talk?
Oh, yeah or no.
Oh, Lee.
Yeah or no.
Yes or no, yeah?
Oh, no.
No. Okay, so are you currently in a relationship, Lee?
Oh, no way, I'm in a relationship. That's long gone.
Oh, but when you were in a relationship, much like me, yeah, long gone.
Long time ago.
You were in a relationship, did your partner ever baby talk to you?
No. I baby talk to him.
Oh. Can you give us a little cheeky example, Lee?
Yeah, just say you're listening to Tim and Dave or something like that.
I don't know. We used to run amok and that, so yeah. I'm a cow.
I love his giggle.
I'm worried where that's going.
You know what? I'd give him all the airtime. I think he's got some really important things to say.
Will he?
Tim and Davo. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
What I love about this country sometimes is our passion for certain brands that have been there for us through it all, through the tough times, through the good times. Yep. And I think one of those brands that a lot of people would say is McDonald's.
Mate, that brand has taken me through the good times. Yep. It's taken me through the real
bad times. The big nights, the early mornings, those moments where you just, you know how sometimes you go, I just feel like a Macca's fries or a Macca's cheeseburger.
Well, I've told you, wherever I travel in the world, you have a McDonald's, it feels like home.
Exactly. And Macca's is in the news. And that's what I love about this country, that them discontinuing something has made news and is shattering Aussies right around the country.
Yeah, go ahead.
The chocolate soft serve has been officially discontinued.
All right. Now, you've said that it's caused worldwide news or
Australian news.
Let me tell you, I don't think there's one person that cares. That chocolate was awful.
I don't. I can safely say I've never had a chocolate soft serve.
The only time I ever had the chocolate soft serve was when the vanilla wasn't working, and I was never happy about it.
Okay. I mean, 5223295. Were you the one person devastated today? Mm. But again, it's some of those things where until it's taken away from you, you don't care about it. And then when you can't get it, you go, hang on, no. I was going to. Mm. And now I don't have a choice anymore.
I promise you, there's not one person that feels that way. And I don't know why. The vanilla ice cream soft serve they've got going on there is a 10 out of 10.
It
and
is
we didn't
elite.
Need to muck around with it. And we did. Oh, we're getting someone.
Oh, well. Abby in Grovedale, you're live on the radio with us. Please don't tell us you like the chocolate soft serve ice cream from McDonald's.
Well, look, you guys are actually the one who have brought me the news that it's been discontinued.
Oh.
And yes, I am disappointed because it tasted exactly like the old Milo cups you used to get from like milk bars and canteens and stuff.
Ah, yes, it was a bit of a malt flavour as opposed to the chocky. Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, for me, never went there, Abby. I was like, if the vanilla's not available, yes, we'll settle. But it wasn't the first choice. Was
if
it your first choice?
If you haven't tried it, you'd be mad.
Ah,
and
you
you're honestly saying to us, if there was, you had the choice, you would always go the chocolate one over the vanilla.
Yeah.
Wow.
I prefer Hungry Jack's vanilla over Macca's vanilla anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it balanced,
yeah. No, I did like the chocolate one because it gave me back that nostalgia of that Milo ice cream in a cup from the canteen in primary school.
Well, Abby, we are so sorry to deliver this news to you today. But once again, it's not our... Ronald McDonald is the one you've got to be pointing your finger at.
Bad boy Ronnie.
That clown.
The hamburger at it again.
Yep. Yeah, there he is. Well, I guess a way for us to all look at it. Thank you very much, Abby.
Thank you so much, Abby,
for your call there and your very significant tribute. I guess the way we can look at this moving forward, it's just out of this. The machine's just not working forever.
Yeah,
it's just not working forever.
So, but
also, you know,
a little lesson there. If you want something, go out and chase it. Get it, because tomorrow never guaranteed.
Yep.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And we are kicking with Ed Curno, thanks to Metro Old Geelong. Better service, better advice, better building solutions. We've gone over Gather Round. We've gone over footy.
Done a lot of footy.
We've done a lot. And we just, everyone needs to take a load off. And we just want to get to know our new childhood best friend, Davo, Ed Curno, former Carlton player.
Yeah, we want to get to know who you are behind the footy Guernsey.
Yep.
Right.
You still look like, can I just say, you look like you haven't changed much since you finished up. You play and coach law in the footy club, so you're staying in shape. But you haven't blown out just yet, Ed. We'll let you know when it happens, though.
Okay, thank you.
Tim's keeping a close eye.
Yeah, I'm looking real close.
Shaming? There's been a bit of shaming.
No, look, I was scrolling through Instagram. If you were listening to the show earlier, you might have heard this, but I was scrolling through Instagram yesterday and a visceral video came up of a couple having a chat and they sounded a bit like this, Ed.
No, you're trying to go for a walk?
Yeah, sunset walk and talk.
Yeah, let's go for a sunset walk and talk. Okay. I'm going back because I'm getting so restless.
I can't play it in full.
No,
again,
I can't.
What language is
it's
that?
A bit, it's baby talk. That's the language.
It's baby talk. Now, look, you know, you're a married man.
Four beautiful kids.
Gorgeous.
Wife, partner, Emily.
Great research.
That's what Wikipedia tells me, so that's
honestly,
what I'm running with.
Hand on heart, you in your home environment, are you whipping out some baby talk?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You are a gentle, beautiful, soul, Ed Kerno, and I refuse to believe that you do not.
No, if
give
I hear that
type
of, I even find that difficult to listen to other people talk like that.
Of course.
If someone whips out sweetie in front of me to their partner,
ooh,
I'm like,
sweetie.
Is that,
sorry, I've
is
been calling that, you sweetie all afternoon.
You said it, you said
so
it before, Tim, and it made me, I don't know,
you
shiver
feel something?
A little bit.
Feel something?
No, I didn't enjoy it.
Okay, sorry, mate. Sorry, yeah, mate. That's okay. I keep forgetting when you.
But that's my problem.
And what about on the other side of things? Like, you know, maybe your miso, does she ever whip out some baby talk
like if
to you?
If she needs something to get done.
Yeah, like even if she just needs you to be a little bit helpful.
No.
Just a little bit. Please.
Tiny and an inch helpful.
No. I think if she spoke like that, I'd need her to go for a walk.
Well, I'm glad that's
or
how
me,
that
Ed, for a walk.
Go for a little walk.
It's not
walk.
Working
a
for little. Either of us. Nothing's getting done.
But, all right. So, look, you say that you don't do it, but if you were to.
What do you think?
Why do you think that I would speak like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, what, like if you were going to ask.
What character have I shown so far on radio that made you think, oh, maybe Ed actually goes home?
Well, it would just be amazing to see the duality of
would
it,
you
know?
Could you
I don't
look
even
me
know
eyes.
How to go that way with my voice.
Could you look me in the eyes, treat me like I'm your beautiful wife, Emily, and ask me to get you a water bottle?
Timmy, would you please pass me that water bottle, please?
Oh.
Please, sweetie Timmy. I can't
it's got an
do
accent
that.
On it. I don't know about the accent, brother.
Can we move on from this?
Yeah, well, Ed Kerno, we can't move on from that because it's the best we'll ever get. So we're going to wrap up. Ed Kerno, thanks to Metro Old Geelong, comes in here. Great to see you. Lorne's got the bye this weekend, so Finn's down.
Walk.
Yeah, he needs to go for a walk. Ed
Kerno, have a nice weekend.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Oh, stop it.
Bye-bye, guys.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I've got a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Jack. He's turning 3 in a couple of months. He's a talker. He's a beautiful little boy. His name's Jack. I don't know if I said that. And my wife and I were extremely lucky.
He's gorgeous. He's got a mouth on him like Dad.
Yep. Yeah, he does. He does. He runs his mouth a fair bit. He's a big fan of yours. He was asking what was wrong with Davo's hole the other day. Yeah. We were parked out the front and he goes to my wife, Davo's hole. What's wrong with Davo's hole? What
it was
that?
It was a jumper that I was wearing.
Yeah, you had a jumper that had a hole in the middle, kind of around the chest area. And I was like, no, Davo's hole's just fine.
She likes the hole there.
Yeah. And so he's thinking about you, mate. He thinks about you a lot. But he clipped me the other day with what I think might be his first ever genuine insult where he's tried to hurt my feelings.
Oh, wow.
Because... He's used the phrase gong gong a lot. Mm-hmm. Like he'll say, he's been upset in the past and he'll look at you and go, you're a gong gong. And like that's not English. So it's just he's like that's, but to him it's devastating.
Yeah.
Right? He has, in a moment where we were trying to put him to bed, daylight savings on Sunday cooked families across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever bastard decided to do it on the same day as Easter. As I said yesterday, I don't think Jesus would have risen if he knew it was daylight savings.
And it's glad that you've backed that up again. Yeah, it's
I just
good.
Stand on that. But he was upset that I was trying to put him to bed. And he said, Dad, I want you. He said, Dad, go away. Dad, go away. You and your stinky beard, go away.
So he's been talking to that little fly that flies around your mouth, has he?
Because he's gone, all right, stinky is bad. So he knows stinky for whatever reason. Stinky, we don't want
bad.
Stinky.
No, no one likes to be stinky.
Yep. What's dad got? Not a lot of, like, that mum doesn't have and other people that I care and love about. Dad's got that stupid beard.
Yep.
Dad, you stinky beard. And he looked at me like he said an F and C. Like, it was crazy. Like, that to him was the most hurtful thing he could have ever said.
I know he likes to tell you that you're not his best friend as well, which I know upsets you quite a bit. Yeah.
He doesn't know, and this is the thing, because I know it's out of pocket how I feel that. Like, he'll never know how much I love him.
Yeah.
And the things that I would do for this man. And when he says, Dad, unprompted, And he'll just say, Dad, you're not my best friend. It breaks my effing heart.
Yeah, I know it does. And you can stop with your little swears right sorry, now. You're pushing boundaries okay. And you know I don't like that.
What I thought we could do on 5223295, what's the insult that your kid hit you with?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they thought it was absolutely devastating. It wasn't a swear. Obviously, like, if your kid called you an F and C, like, yeah, that's well, not what we...
Stop. You're making me nervous.
Yeah, I'm getting through just fine.
So I have a niece, Amelia. She's four years old
she's
now.
She's gorgeous.
So cute. And we were having a chat to her the other day. We're all sitting as a family and she's sort of going through going, Lachlan is a boy. So that's her brother. She goes, Lachlan's a boy. And she's going, you know, and Lauren, you're a girl. And
Auntie
Davo,
yeah, you're a girl.
Yeah, and mums, you're a girl. And sisters are girls. And then I was like, and what about grandma? My mum, Irene, beautiful Irene. And she says, oh, I don't. What, I don't know what grandma is.
That's so hurtful in the most unique way. Some monster.
I
don't know.
A beautiful woman.
I say, I don't know.
Very confused about grandma's situation.
Yeah, I don't know. That's quite hurtful. Ben from Newcombe's given us a call on 5223295. Ben, has a kid tried to hurt your feelings with a very specific insult?
Yeah, g'day, Tim and Dave. I haven't got a kid, but my little cousin makes a comment on my hair every now and then. I do have a little bit oily hair, and I can forget to wash it maybe after a few days. And my cousin tends to ask me, why is my hair wet? Or why have I just come out of the shower?
Brother, we got to get some dry shampoo.
We need a towel. That is, I sometimes I'd have quite oily hair and it does look like I've gotten out of the shower, for the whole day. How does it, like, do you consider doing something about it? Because it's like, you're like, is it that hurtful or you just go, nah, my hair, it's just my hair. It's just my hair.
Well, I try to explain that it's just my hair, but it doesn't seem to get through. It's every time I come in to their house every time. Why is your hair wet?
Oh, you're being bullied by your cousin, yeah, mate. I'm so sorry to hear that, Ben.
And kids say the darndest things.
But the hot tip for both of you, dry shampoo.
It's Tim and Davo.
Yeah, it's conspiracy week, my friend.
Much like Shark Week. But conspiracy theories, Davo, I'm surprised we haven't invested in a like top shelf tinfoil hat for you.
Well, you know, I do deserve it because I do love a conspiracy theory. I like just exploring different options that could be out there. And there's a rabbit hole you can really get sucked into.
And so this week, every day, because I've seen you, this is the most passionate I've seen you when you talk on this show is about conspiracy theories. So I said to you, I was like, hey, we can celebrate that. I want to celebrate you, champion you. I want to hear you out. And I think everyone deserves to hear you out. Every day this week, some of your favorite different conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Now, one I want to talk about today is the Illuminati.
Oh, big one.
This is a huge one. And we sort of touched a little bit on this last week when we spoke about the one and only Kris Jenner.
Your Kris Jenner theory.
So I have a theory that Kris Jenner, like other members of the Illuminati, sold their soul to some sort of higher power to then receive the success, riches, and all the good things that have come into her life since doing that.
Yep. So you think that person cannot be so successful, that family cannot be so known around the world without her having, because she's the matriarch, she's running the whole show. You think she's had to sell it or she's had to sacrifice something?
Of course.
And do you think that's happening?
Naturally. The thing is, okay.
The conviction at which you looked me in the eyes just then and said, of course, is absolutely insane. But I'm trying to not interrupt. I apologize.
No, I understand. But the thing is yes, something like the Kardashians, that is not just like a successful celebrity.
Stand out.
Yeah, like Ariana Grande. She's successful, right? She's fantastic.
She's copping shots here.
No, but I'm talking about a Kardashian where they've had global success. They have absolutely made more money than what you can imagine. And I think Kris Jenner did something for it to happen.
So the Illuminati, which you think she's involved with the Illuminati. Now, that there's pyramids, there's eyes, there's lots going on.
Yes, so basically the Illuminati, they were a historic group and that was actually real. That was back in the day, right? It wasn't meant to be some powerful celebrity overhaul situation, but it was a particular organization that did begin. Mm. Now, since then, they're saying it has been corrupted and celebrities and all these other people have been involved within the Illuminati and they are controlling the power in the world, particularly in Hollywood.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess celebrities do kind of run everything. So if I was to lean into this, that would kind of make sense.
So you did touch on it before, the triangle. So of course, power control, the all-seeing eye, that has definitely been around the place. You've seen Jay-Z, he's been throwing up the triangle sign.
Yeah.
Beyonce, it's been featured in her music videos, and not to mention the Eye of Providence is on the US dollar bills.
Are you hearing yourself as you're speaking?
Yeah, and look, yeah. I was going to say another good point is that Kanye reckons that it's happening, but he doesn't really have a lot of things to say.
Point does right now, I would say. You're like, oh, we've got to listen to that. That's a funner one.
Mm.
Moon landing yesterday was tough, I'll be honest, especially with everything beautiful going on with Artemis 2.
Yeah.
And again, that is the catchphrase of Conspiracy Theory Week. Hit it again, Davo.
Do your research.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.